community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on a Tuesday afternoon on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. In the studio with me, we've got Joe from the Brentwood Gazette this afternoon. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Oh, so you're going to give us a teaser. You're going to give us a teaser about what's coming out in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow, aren't you?
I am indeed.
You've just mentioned a couple of subjects. What's the sleep apnea thing? Because that must be terrible.
Yes, well, what this is that this is a chap who's come to our attention by the name of Mike Nandra, who lives in Chapel Heath, but he has connections to Billericay. And he's been suffering from sleep apnea, which is where, for a short amount of time, when you're sleeping.
Now, I think I've done this once or twice.
Yeah.
Not very often. Because you sleep, you're in a deep sleep, and all of a sudden you go...
Yeah, and you wake up.
And you wake up.
Yeah. For him, he does wake up, but he says that this condition he's had for 20 years, and it's made
That's
him...
terrible.
It is.
It's not good.
I mean, you know how you feel after maybe a night or two without sleep. He said for the last 20 or so years, he's had between half an hour to about an hour's sleep each night.
Oh, so, my word. How the hell is he functioning?
Well, exactly. I mean, I didn't have a chance to speak to the chap. His colleagues who did the story, but it just sounds amazing situation.
You know what you're like when you can't sleep and you really want to sleep. You're pulling your hair out. You want to punch yourself in the face. Yeah. Just to go asleep. Yeah. Go asleep. What's the matter with you? It just doesn't happen like that, does it?
No, absolutely. And how he's still functioning is beyond anyone's reasoning. But he's still alive and kicking. And to that end, he's doing a charity rowing event. He's going to row 21. Kilometers, presumably in a static rowing machine, at the Greenwood Hotel in Stock on Saturday.
Oh,
so he's done a lot of training for that.
Is this for a charity he's doing this for?
Yes, it's for a brain tumour charity.
Bless him for doing
so it's
this.
Absolutely fantastic, and not only that, but later in September he's going to be doing 100 kilometres. What's that about? 60, 70 odd miles, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be doing that walk along the Thames Path, alongside the River Thames.
Oh, my word.
And he's taking a friend with him as well. And the reason he's got into charity so much is because it says it's made him feel energetic, and this adrenaline sort of tides him over.
Because it does, really. It's endorphins, and it does make you feel good and better.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you do feel quite sluggish when you don't do anything, especially if you haven't had a good night's sleep. I don't know how the man's still functioning.
I know, to be honest with you. It's absolutely amazing.
Shocking.
He said he's undertaken 40-mile training walks, so that just sounds amazing in itself.
Just go out for a quick wander. I'll be back tomorrow.
Indeed, exactly.
My word.
He seems to be an absolutely inspirational chap, to say the least. So that's one thing that you can read about in tomorrow's Gazette.
You also mentioned something about a fashion designer. We've got someone that's going to show their stuff to some, basically, the world fashion...
Indeed.
Fashion police, I was going to say then. The fashion police years ago, to be honest with you.
likewise. Indeed. This is a young lady by the name of Leonora Asamanila. And excuse me if I pronounce that incorrectly. It's quite a high possibility. She's 22 and from Hutton.
Yeah.
And she's been into fashion for a fair time, it seems. And she just loves working with, it seems, this material. And she's got her inspiration for her own fashion label.
Yeah.
From Asian and British culture, but also Japanese story involving a fish diving into the, as she says here, metallic underwater palace in the Deep Barrier Reef. So it sounds very...
Oh, really? I think I went there for my holidays once.
Indeed, you were, yeah.
How old is the lady?
She is 22.
Oh, bless her. Oh, good luck to her.
Well, absolutely. Good luck to her indeed. And she's going to have her first chance to show herself, to show her fashion designs rather, off to the world on September the 13th when she has her first showing at the, Energy Trend Europe event.
I wish you all the best. I really do.
Splendid.
Be nice to have a fashion designer in Brentwood.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned another subject when we were just having a quick chat, and it's a subject that's close to my heart. Broadband,
yes. Super fast broadband.
It gives me the hump. It really does. They always, every supplier does it, up to 20 megabytes.
Indeed.
Up, what does up to mean? It means you ain't going to get 20 megabytes or what?
Indeed, it's that catch-all disclaimer, isn't it? Well, so, as you may have heard, soon, Superfast Broadband is coming to Brentwood and surrounding areas, including rural areas. Hmm. But
now it's difficult to get these fibres into rural areas because the further you are away the exchange, the slower the broadband is, which is quite understandable because it can only be pushed so far at such a speed down a pipe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is a bone of contention for the rural villagers of Fryning, sort of a joint Wingerson, isn't it?
I can imagine they must feel cut off.
Indeed, yeah. So, this is County Councillor saying that there's going to be up to 24 megabytes per second in certain areas, including Brentwood and around other areas of Essex, like Colchester, places like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they say that obviously they can't get it everywhere.
Yeah.
As you just said, understandably. So, what is that by the end of 2016, they're looking to get it up to 2 megabytes in places, well, everywhere, basically around Essex. However, one chap named Roy Pittman in Fryning is complaining that regardless, you know, whatever he's tried to do in the past, his broadband resolutely stays at the speed of 1.6.
See, that's really slow.
Session, which is slow,
That is slow.
Indeed.
But broadband actually affects itself. I don't know if you realise this. The more customers that are using broadband, the slower it becomes.
Mm.
I had broadband when it was half a meg. Half.
Yep.
Half a meg. Not. I mean, I've got 20 at the moment, and I'm getting 14 out of that 20. It was. And it was faster than the 14 that I'm getting now is.
Yeah.
Get your head right, because there was hardly anybody on it.
Mm.
But now, the more people that use it, the slower it becomes, because you can only get so many users down a cable.
Indeed, indeed. And I mean, whether this will go the same way, who knows? But at the moment, so this Superfast Broadband scheme is set to be, you know, obviously very good for Essex.
Yeah.
But not for Fryning, it seems, at the precise moment, because they can't get that speed up.
It must be really frustrating for him, because everybody else is going, I was surfing the web last night, and he's sitting there going... Yeah, it'd have been quicker for me to go and get a paper.
Indeed. So what? I know this is County Council, and he said that they need to concentrate on not only the high density areas, Brentwood and Chelmsford, etc.
Yeah.
But also the rural areas. And for the moment, all this is County Council can say is, well, for the moment, either talk to your provider or maybe look to change it.
See, that's a bit. Is, I mean, when I moved into Brentwood, I come from one provider, and I looked to transfer that provider, and they didn't do anything in Brentwood, that particular provider, so I had to go with somebody else completely, which has been okay, you know, it's all okay. But it is irritating when you move into somewhere and someone's offering 100 meg, and you go, oh, let's go with them. No, sorry, we don't do it in your area. You go, oh, for heaven's sake. What's going on? Is this the 21st century or what? We all want these nice things, but we can't have them most of the time.
Indeed, indeed. Well, fingers crossed this will all be sorted out. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But
most of the houses in America are actually sold with the broadband connected. You get 100 meg, quite, you know, at least 100 meg in America. And you know, Vietnam has got like 100 meg broadband, and you look at us and go, we can't. No, most places don't do that. You go, well, what do I live in the back and beyond? What's this then? What's this?
Indeed.
Well, Joe, that's all coming up in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette. Will be a link on our website to your website, so they can read some of the bits and pieces a little bit later on. Lovely to have you in again, and we'll see you next week.
Indeed, see you next week.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.